Welcome to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast with Wanda Pearson, where we will dive deep into the world of networking, collaboration, and partnership, unlocking the secrets to a successful team working within innovation. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a creative, professional, or just someone eager to understand the power of networking and collaboration, this podcast is your go-to resource. Join us as we explore the stories, strategies, and insights from experts, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who have experienced the magic of networking and collaboration to achieve successful results. Tune in to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast on a journey towards achieving your goals with host Wanda Pearson.
Welcome, welcome to Ready, Set, Collaborate with Wanda Pearson. I am so excited because now I'm going international with Val Lowe from Canada, and I'm so excited to have her on. I know I actually was on Val's podcast before, and we all talk about collaboration, right? Collaborative connection. But let me tell you a little bit about actually the sponsor. The sponsor is WD Pearson Associates, and that is moi, with our services in Legal Shield Small Business to get your business set up legally, financially, and successfully. So contact me, Wanda Pearson, for a 15-minute free consultation. I would love to talk to you. But let me get on to the show here. This is episode 17, and I want to say, talk a little bit about Val Lowe's bio. And I tell you, I love Val. We actually met at a speaking, we both spoke at one of the engagements that we had in the networking grant. But Val Lowe is a Mappet creator. And I remember that. I want to see that, Val. Strategist, speaker, and author of Map Your Success. Val works with entrepreneurs to create a visual map for business success, implement their plan to make bigger revenue and bigger impact, and apply mind mastery to explode their results. I love this, Val, because I remember when you was creating this. So I'm excited to hear about what you've done with it. And just give us a little short time about you, Val, about what you're doing. So I present Val Lowe.
Just thrilled to be here with you. I love what you do. And we've had a connection for a while. It was just every time I hear your name, I go, oh, yes, Wanda, there she is.
Thank you. Thank you.
And yes, I'm not going to go back to the beginning, but I was working in my business, going on pretty good, but I knew there was something missing. Mm-hmm. And I fell into doodling. I took this class, and my story is I giggled the whole time I signed up, the whole time I was in the class, and afterwards, because I could do this for business. I could actually just do all this doodling stuff for business. Yeah. And so that's when I brought together all of my skills of organizing and financial background and coaching and now marketing, brought it all together. And now I can actually create a strategic plan for people that's visual, that they can see and then can look at and go, oh, yes, this is me. Here's what I'm doing. And come back to that visual, because as us as entrepreneurs, we sometimes get a little distracted, like maybe a lot.
Yeah.
And so this map that I'm creating, and the Mappets that I call them, helps keep us on track. It helps us to see what our plans are, just to make a step by step. And just, it's just been fun just to start doodling for business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that, because I remember when you was actually doodling and when you started it. So I'm excited to hear about more of what you have accomplished. So let me ask you a question here. How important do you think networking is for collaboration, and why?
Oh, gosh, Wanda, it's key. It really is. And that's how you and I got connected. Yeah. We had a collaboration with collaboration. Because you and I know that it's so important to have the networking and the collaboration together to grow our businesses. If we're just out there doing our own thing without bringing other people along with us, we just aren't going to be that successful. And it's just so important to connect with people.
Absolutely. And Val, I remember that's what got me. In fact, I think Monica said, when she talked to Wanda, she's going to get you on her webinar. So I started doing webinars, and I had Val on my webinar. And then I was on her podcast, and we were actually on each other, just connecting with one another. Because like mm-hmm. I said, collaboration is the key to success. We all have to work together. We all have different services that we can offer other people. And then the referrals, so all of that is a connection that we bring together. But Val, what I really liked about you, the GBG, when you said GBG, I said, I like that. I like that. And that's why you got to come on my show. So GBG, great big goals. Tell us about that, Val.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I was thinking, how do I sum up what we need to do with entrepreneurs and how I service them? And I thought, you know what? It's their GBGs. They're great big goals. Mm-hmm. And yes, it just fell into my lap, that particular phrase. I love it too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so good because it really is. A lot of us, I know 2020 happened, COVID happened. A lot of us got stuck in the house. And I think that's when we both, like you was doing your mapping and I was doing my webinars with other mm-hmm. entrepreneurs all over the international. And by the way, Val, where are you from in Canada?
I live close to Vancouver, BC.
Okay.
But I'm a couple hours drive north in a really beautiful valley with 8,000 foot mountains around. It's a spectacular place, just a little village, but close to Vancouver, BC. Beautiful part of the country.
I'm sure it is. I'm going to visit there soon. Actually, it's funny because I actually was one of the awardees of a Woman on Fire. And mm-hmm. that actually stemmed out of a young lady out of Canada. I'm going to have her on my show as well.
Good.
And she asked me to be nominate me for Big Woman on Fire. So I got the award last year. So they actually are coming to Atlanta. And I was actually going to our conference the same time. I said, I told my husband, I got to come back early. I cannot be here in Atlanta and not go when I'm somewhere else when I didn't go to Canada last year. So I'm going to visit Canada and I'm going to come visit you, Al. So
yes, please do. Please do.
So let me ask you another question. Can you share an example of successful collaboration that emerged from networking connections?
Oh, successful collaboration. Oh, gosh. We talked about how you and I met in a speaking engagement. It's mm-hmm. actually a conference. And that particular person I met previously, collaboration again, met her in a networking group.
Yeah.
And her and I coached together. I was her coach for her for quite some time.
Awesome.
It's just meeting and collaborating with people that gets you those particular business connections.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. Your mm-hmm. collaboration. And then as you're talking to people, you say, I have a connection for you. Oh, I want to mm-hmm. introduce you to somebody. And all of that comes together with collaboration. I should have branded that collaboration. Networking is collaboration. So that's why I named my podcast Ready, Set, Collaborate. Because mm-hmm. a lot of us have our business. Some of us want to start a business. And I always wanted to ask people, what are your passion to do in your life? Instead of 9 to 5, what do you want to do? So that is so important. But I want to ask you, what strategies do you recommend for building and maintaining a strong professional network?
The strategy for your network, it comes right back to your actual strategy for you, your business, your marketing strategy, and getting really clear on what it is you do, who you serve, how you're going to go about doing that. Mm-hmm. And then once you've got that really clear, you can look at, this is the places that I need to be going. This is the people I need to be talking to. This is who I need to collaborate with. Because mm-hmm. once you get really clear, like I said, clear on your direction, then you can go, rather than just out there marketing and networking and talking to people, having a plan to do that. How are you going to do that? How are you going to follow up with these people mm-hmm. so that you can actually collaborate?
Yeah.
It's really important to do that.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And we go through some challenges when we go through that sometimes. It may not be the right collaborative partner. It may be somebody else you want to partner with. So what are some of the common challenges or obstacles in collaborating projects? And how can you mitigate those challenges?
Yeah, like I said, you've got to get clear on who it is you want to be connecting with.
Yeah.
And I'm going to dive right into how some people like to sell to you before they even get to know you. And I love LinkedIn. I really do. There's a lot of really great people there. And that's how I usually connect with people. But sometimes they'll come back and they'll give me in my messages about, here's who I am and I can help you do this. And are you interested in this? And I'm going, oh my goodness, I don't even hardly even know who you are.
Yeah.
And so it's building that trust and that likability. And it's also getting to know people that you really want to collaborate with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you can start maybe message them or putting comments. I like to comment on other people's posts.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that I'm paying attention and I'm interested in them. You just got to build that relationship. It's really about relationships. I think collaboration in the middle of that is relationships.
Absolutely. And that's actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because first of all, I learned through B&I, you got to actually do one-on-ones first to know and trust a person to be able to work with each other. So that is so important. And I'm glad you brought that up. So are there tips that you can share for effective communication and relationship building within the professional networks?
Tips. I think, and you had mentioned when we talked before we started here about my bio, and I'm not big on a great big long lengthy bio about how I did this and that and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have a little short bio that actually shows how you can help someone in what you do. It's all about the people you're connecting with, the people you're working with. So you got to keep it about them. It's about us. It is about us, but it's got to be about them as well and how you can support them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing that I would like to really make prominent is you got to be talking to them about their language, how you can connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, like I said, you just build that relationship. You really have to build the relationship. And then the next thing I think is to take it to the next step and actually ask. Once you build that relationship, then you can say, hey, I've got this going on. Would you like to participate in it? Would you like to sponsor? Would you like to send it out your email list? Just all those pieces, and not in a salesy way, but in a service way. I can really serve your community
mm-hmm.
by sharing this. Is this something you'd be interested in?
Absolutely. And you can see the passion in some people that you can connect with. That's always been the way I am. As far as the passion, because a lot of people say, yeah, people be shooting business cards out. And then where do the business cards go? So it's always good to actually set up that one-on-one with that person to really get to know, because you don't have enough time. I just came from a networking event. You don't have enough time to really see what they do and what you do and how can we collaborate and bring things together. But I met some great people today as far as the collaboration. And this is so true, Val. And you have been one of the ones that I love because I'm looking at you have a podcast too. What is the name of your podcast?
It's called Focus and Freedom for Entrepreneurs.
Yes, yes. So mm-hmm. It's actually on the same, I'm on Podbean. It's actually on Podbean. I think you're on Spotify as well.
All kinds of platforms.
Yeah, all of them. So say that platform again you're on.
Oh, all kinds of them. YouTube.
Yeah. We're going to be on YouTube too.
iTunes. it's on iHeartRadio. It's on like about 20 different platforms.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Yeah. And I didn't know when I started doing the podcast, I do Buzzsprout and it sprouted out to everywhere. I was like,
yes.
I had no idea I was on there. So even like my brother, he said, Wanda, you on iHeartRadio? I said, I am. So I didn't know. The other thing is Audible. We're on Audible. I had no idea it was on Audible. So yeah, so definitely reach out to Val and listen to her podcast. She has some great podcasts. And mine is actually right next to you, Val. Ready, Set, Collaborate with Wanda Pearson on all the platforms. So I wanted to be like you, Val. I said, I'm going to be like Val. I want to do that. So we're winding down the time, but I want to ask you, so tell us a little bit about you, what you do. I know what you do. I know you're working on your map mm-hmm. it. Tell us about that map and how that works into collaboration and networking with other, you know, your clients, coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun thing to do. And those that are visual, they get it. They just totally get it. They see, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'd usually do is start with that strategy, that visual business map piece. Let's get everything out of your head onto paper mm-hmm. and find out where you're going. Let's get clear on where you're going. And then, oh my goodness, I can actually help people implement whatever that happens to be. I love looking at the brand message and the message on your website and tweaking that so it actually draws people in and uses their language rather than just like we talked about before. It's about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then create a funnel for them, all of that, those pieces. But the one special piece that I really think is important to us is the mind mastery piece. I like to say, getting your mind on the same page as your plan.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
We really need to be getting our mind to be doing those things that really work for us rather than using all of those old habits in the way we've trained it in a way that we really don't want to have happen. So that's what I do. And the other piece, Wanda, is I'm in the middle of a book, Map Your Success. So that's really been exciting, is that I can integrate some of the maps into the book. And I'm just really excited about that as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I got to have you back on my podcast because you got to tell us about the book that you're doing.
Yes. You know?
Yeah. So no, that's great. Because I actually came out with my book, my own book, The God's Grace Through the Fire, From Struggle to Triumph. And I'm sure you were in collaboration books. Were you in collaboration books?
Not yet, but I've been asked a couple of times.
Okay, yeah, I was asked again. So I said, I just got out my books. So I was actually in two of them, and then I did my own. But that's great that you're starting out with that. And I'm going to have in my next series, the series before this, is going to be The Art of Book Collaboration. Mm-hmm. And I really would like for you to listen to that, because that's some great tips that actually we'll have in there. Make sure you follow me on there and get that going here. But that's awesome. I am so proud of you, Val, because you've done so much already. I see you all over the place. I was trying to get some of my other guests on here, but I'm definitely going international because globally, it's not just here in the U.S. It's people are everywhere. And the good thing about it, Val, we have Zoom. We have Zoom to do all of this. So having Zoom to do things that we never thought we would do when COVID happened, it made you start thinking about pivoting. Mm-hmm. How can I get people get out there and actually let people know what I do? So this is my last question. I want to ask you about social media. How has technology, such as social media or online platforms, influenced networking and collaboration?
Yes. And there's lots of different platforms out there. Again, I go right back to LinkedIn. I just love LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. People there are just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And you can connect with anybody you want to. Not so much on the other platforms at this point, but you, again, pick the ones that you like, pick the ones that work for you and go that direction rather than trying to do everything because you just get too distracted and
watered
down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's good because LinkedIn is actually all over the world, mm-hmm. that you actually interact with a lot of other people. And then now LinkedIn, they're actually expanding there where you can do recording. You can do live on LinkedIn. They didn't have that before. I remember when I was working corporate, we had to go on LinkedIn just to update our skills. And that's all I knew about LinkedIn. I didn't know anything else. I said, okay, let me update my skills. So that was good. But then when I came to my own business, I said, okay, what do I do? How do I do this? But it's good. But that's why I have a team. I've expanded so much that I have a marketing manager who understands me, understand our services, as well as Leanne's my virtual assistant. Mm-hmm. So having that, the team, and then my daughter and son-in-law, my website designer. So having a team to actually help you mitigate, because I was trying to do everything myself and it just, okay, I need some help. But it was a challenge. Let's put it that way. But I'm glad that it's all working out because I tell you, I always say God has a plan for you. And there's this plan. I had no idea what the heck I was doing. And he actually just kept me going here. But no, I really appreciate you coming on the show. But I want you to share how people can get in touch with you to make sure they connect with you to learn when that mapping and that book comes out to make sure they follow you.
Yes, I'm sounding like a broken record here. LinkedIn. Just go to LinkedIn and connect with me there. I really like to do it.
Okay. So what's your platform? What is it? It's actually LinkedIn. Tell me how it is. I know it's https://ca.linkedin.com/n/val-lo. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I just want to make sure. But yeah, anyway, you look for Val Lo on LinkedIn and you can connect with her.
Yes.
Directly with that. But I appreciate you coming on our Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast, episode 17. I had to see what episode I'm on here. Episode 17, because I did do a special episode in February for relationships, the art of relationships. You got to listen to those too. And relationships is not in the relationship, but it's also relationships in business as well. And it really makes a difference when you do that there. But thank you, Val, for being on my podcast. I truly appreciate it. So stay tuned, audience, for my next episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate with Wanda Pearson. And make sure you follow. Please follow and share with your friends. Because there's a lot of great knowledge and a lot of experts on this podcast that can give you some insight on networking, collaboration, relationships, and more. I'm going to be having other different series as well, health and wellness, quite a few. So you don't want to miss any of the episodes. So make sure you stay tuned for Ready, Set, Collaborate with Wanda Pearson. Thank you again. Thank you, Val.
Oh, my pleasure, Wanda.
Oh, I appreciate you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate. For more information about the host, head to wdpearsonassociates.com, and that's P-E-A-R-S-O-N. Want to connect? Send an email to wanda@wdpearsonassociates.com. And as always, stay tuned for the next episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate.